Now, last Friday, we had a little debate down in Houston. Houston, Texas. And I, as I've said, I picked up a little cold air standing in a draft all that time. And I heard those same old tired phrases, those same old liberal promises to spend and spend your money and devise more and more programs that they say is good for you. They don't ask you. They tell you they're good for you. We don't have that philosophy. We're concerned about America. We're concerned about the American people. And let me tell you just a few things, because I know you're probably on your way home and would rather eat than hear someone talk. But if you do eat tonight, remember, pineapple juice is better for you than peanut butter. For one thing, it doesn't stick to the roof of your mouth. Well, I feel very much at home in Shreveport. I'm very happy to have the keys to the city. We've had a great day here. We're going to have a great 10 days, and then it's going to be behind us. The American people have made their choice. Now, I just want to leave a few thoughts on how, or what I consider to be very important. First of all, there are a great many young people in this audience. And for that, we're very grateful. Because there was a time when young people were turned off on politics. They didn't have confidence in their leaders. They really didn't care. But I would tell these young men and young women and their mothers and fathers and grandparents that you ought to consider one thing very seriously between now and election. That is the strength of America. That is the fact that we're at peace. None of you are being drafted. None are going off to war. That's largely due to the efforts of President Ford. Now, I believe in a strong America. My voting record reflects that. My service to America reflects that. We don't spend your money just to be spending your money for defense. We spend your money for defense, and we'll be number one for the sake of peace. And peace is what it's all about. And I would like to tell you, Governor Carter said in 75, he since denied it as he denies everything else, but he said in 1975, he wanted to cut the defense budget $15 billion. Now he's saying $5 to $7 billion. Senator Mondale, his running mate, has voted against nearly every defense spending program. He's voted for every defense budget cut. Yes, he's against the B-1 bomber and the Poseidon missile and the F-14 fighter, the Trident submarine, you name it, he's against it. And I said yesterday in Texas, and I repeat here again today, if by some unfortunate circumstance, Governor Carter should be elected, well, accidents do happen, but if by some unfortunate circumstance, I think he owes it to the American people to tell us now, Democrats and Republicans and independents, that Senator Mondale, who would then be Vice President Mondale, will have nothing to do with our defense policy, because he would weaken our defense policy, and we can't stand that as a leader of the free world. And I consider that very important, and hope you'll consider it very important. Now, what does Governor Carter want to do for Louisiana or the South? Well, the peanut's the easiest nut to crack, remember that. What does he want to do for the oil and gas industry? What do they want to do for the oil and gas industry? Well, the first thing they want to do is break up the oil companies. And that may make good politics. It may sound good up in other parts of this country. But let's remember that the oil companies are owned by stockholders. oil companies or stockholders do pay taxes. I haven't been convinced that it's going to be more efficient if we break up the oil companies. What else they want to do for the energy industry and the energy crisis? Well, Senator Mondale voted to delay the Alaska pipeline. He voted to take away your depletion allowance, even for stripper production. He's against deregulation of natural gas and oil prices, and so is Governor Carter. And I just say this to those who depend on this industry for your jobs, and above all, to those we depend on for finding more energy. It's pretty hard to ask a man in that business or a woman in that business or anybody in that business to go out and look for oil and gas if you're going to go broke in the process. And that's what they have in mind. That's what they have in mind. And I just ask you to look at Senator Mondale's record. Look at his record in defense. Look at his record in the energy field. You'd probably be ashamed of it, coming from this part of the country. What does he say about right-to-work laws? I think they're all right. I think people ought to have a right to join a union. They ought to have a right not to join a union. But that's not the Carter-Mondale philosophy. Again, they want to compel you to do something. They want to force you to do something. I guess that might have been the exchange for George Meany's support to repeal Section 14B of the Taft-Hartley Law. We think it's a good law. We want to keep it, and I think you want to keep it. There goes Mondale now. That's about as close as he ever got to Louisiana. You've read the Democrat platform, and I'm talking about that liberal Democrat platform because I know I'm addressing a great number of Democrats today, and I'm very proud to do that because you have a conservative philosophy, and I'm very proud of a conservative philosophy. I don't think many conservative Democrats or Republicans or independents want gun control, do you? Well, Senator Mondale does. He was one of 17 senators to vote to register and license handguns, and it's in their platform. And take a hard look at it. Take a hard look at it. And let me say finally, I know you haven't read the Republican platform. I doubt that you've read their platform. You know, their platform contains 65 new or expanded spending programs, which would create 22 new or expanded federal agencies. And five of those programs, not all of them, but just five, would cost in excess of $100 billion. Now, where does $100 billion come from? Right. I'll grade your paper. She said, out of your pockets, and she's right. What did Senator Long say? And I serve on the committee with Senator Long. He's my chairman. We get along very well. He said, it's going to take a magician. If Carter thinks he can have all these new programs without increasing taxes of middle-income Americans. That's an American family earning $14,000 a year, or in that area. And Senator Long said he'd have to pull a rabbit out of the hat to get that done. That's a rabbit, not a bunny. That's a rabbit out of the hat. And so I just ask you to take a hard look. Take a look at some of the interviews he's given. He told Associated Press that Americans didn't want their taxes lowered. Anybody here doesn't want their taxes lowered? We have a doctor standing by. I'd be glad to look you over. But that's what he said. He said those who had more than a median income, a family, that's $14,000. He didn't know it at the time. Somebody told him later. Ought to have their taxes increased. Then he had another interview in another magazine called Playboy. That's it. Yeah, Playboy. It escapes me. I don't read it often, but He got a lot closer to the centerfold than he got to the center with that article, I can tell you that. But he said in that article, and I think it's something to consider if you look at a man's judgment, I think his judgment was bad even to have the interview, but that's a judgment he made. What I'm concerned about are judgments he might make as president that affect me and affect you and affect everyone in this audience. And we have that opportunity. So I want to ask you on behalf of President Ford, if you can find it in your heart, not just to vote for us, but for the next 10 days, really work for us. Call your friends and call your neighbors and write your friends and talk about leadership and talk about President Ford and talk about our strong defense and talk about peace and talk about the economy. It's a sound economy. 88 million people are working, more than any time in history. And so I just say, if you really want leadership for America, we have leadership in the White House now. Let's go to work for President Ford. Thank you very much.